Verse 9 says, there went in two and two unto Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. Now, notice you didn't see that there's all these different types of genders on the ark. What did it say? The male and the female. Okay, you know why? Because to preserve seed upon the earth, you have to have a male and a female.
Amen.
You couldn't have, you know, two male bears on the ark. They would have the whole population would have died out.
Yeah, right.
You know what that tells you? There's only two different genders, male and female. In the Garden of Eden, it was Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. So no matter what propaganda people try to push on you today, I saw a sign, actually it was in Portland, I'm surprised their window wasn't busted out, but it had the equality sign with a cross through it. And then it had a Swiss Army knife. Yeah, that's right, Amy. And then a Swiss Army knife with all the different things, all the different tools, and it was all different stuff, right? And then just like had that picture next to it. I was like, that's pretty clever. Just showing that you can't just have all these different kind of genders and call them genders. You know, they're different things on that Swiss Army knife. So they can't, you know, it's not compatible. You can't just have a bunch of, you know, 75 genders. I don't even know what the genders they claim are. 75. What is it? I don't even know. Omnigender. Transgender. That's called a freak. It's a freak show. Freak show faggots. Right? And then what do you have? You have the bull dykes. The dude homos. Whatever you want to call them. Huh?
Furries.
Yeah, you got the furries. Notice the furries were not on the ark. But, you know, God just meant, I think, you know, this is meant to show us that there's just two types of genders. That's it.
Right.
You know, so Pastor Andrew was talking about those signs that say, in our America, love wins. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's just basically like saying the queers won.
Right?
Right. And then it says science is real. You know, but they don't understand that science is right here in Genesis chapter 7 where it says the male and their female. That's what true science is, because true science is going to let, it's going to show you how procreation happens. It's a male and a female. It's not some dude with a beard with female parts. All right. And that's the problem today, is that science is not really science anymore. Like pushing all kinds of weird stuff on us. You know, all different kinds of vaccinations for children. Oh, you got to have the vitamin K shot. Shut up.
Right.
You know what sunshine is? It's vitamin D. You know how you get that? From the sun. You know how you get that? From milk. Vitamin K is just, you know, is God naturally gives you, like, on the eighth day, you know, a child is supposed to be circumcised in the Old Testament. Why? Because that's when your blood begins to coagulate like it's supposed to.
Yep.
And so they push this vitamin K shot on you as if people for thousands of years got this vitamin K shot. You know, people live just like they did back then.
Yep.
You don't need a bunch of injections and stuff in your body.
Amen.
That's not science.
Amen.
That's injecting foreign substances into your body
that
we didn't have to have. Why would we have to have those? God made us the way we are perfect, right?
Yep.